We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now the shot clock is turned off. And Ball Arena ready to explode. The first finals game in franchise history is a rousing success. Denver's 9-0 at home in the playoffs. They take game one. Miami loses a game one for the first time in these playoffs. The previous three series, they took game one on the road each time. Not the case here in the finals. Fans don't want to leave. They've waited 47 years to host this event. What a start for their first finals appearance.
That's how it ended in Denver last night. Game one goes to the Nuggets. And I got to tell you, folks, that game upset me more than it should have. And you know me, I'm a Denver guy. I love Nikola Jokic. Yeah, I like Jamal Murray.
Is it because Jokic only took five shots through the first three quarters?
No, it wasn't
like,
that.
I need more from my man.
I wanted, he ended up with a fine, the final line there. But really what was upsetting and what should be upsetting to everybody is the way the Miami Heat played, the way Jimmy Butler played, the way Max Strus played, the way basically everybody on the entire team
Caleb
other
Martin.
Than Bam Adebayo. Caleb Martin, probably the worst defender. I mean, my God. Talk about a deal with the devil. But you know what really set me off the most was Jimmy Butler. And not even so much that he had a bad game. He had bad games against the Celtics. He had several bad games against the Celtics. Game three, he didn't do anything. He had 16 points on 13 shots. You lost that game by 30 points almost. You didn't get much from him in game six. Or excuse me, game five. He had 14 points in game five on 10 shots. Even in game seven, 28 points on 28 shots. That is not very good. He was not superhuman like he was in the first round against Milwaukee before he got hurt and he was putting up 100 points in two games. He didn't do that against you. He had one very good game. Game one, he was very good. He had 35 points on 25 shots. They won the game. That was his best game by far. And then the rest of the series, he was good. Not, he wasn't bad, but he wasn't great. And I sort of figured, like, if you get Miami and Jimmy Butler doesn't play great, you should kill that team, right? Like, if Butler's not playing great, he's not playing out of his mind, and you get all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, and you get less than 100% of Jimmy Butler, and you can't beat that team? You couldn't even win one out of the first three games against that team? That's unbelievable. And just really further cements what a horrific failure this was for the Celtics here. And Butler was probably his worst game he's played in the entire playoffs in that game last night. He was horrific. But so was Caleb Martin, so was Max Strus, so was everybody else. You didn't get beat by Jimmy Butler. You got beat by all those other guys. Like, that's the thing about this loss that really isn't going away. You didn't get beat by All-NBA Jimmy Butler. You got beat by Caleb Martin. You got beat by Gabe Vincent. You know, even Bam didn't play all that well. You got beat by the secondary and even the third guys
even
on that team.
Duncan Robinson having well-timed threes.
Duncan Robinson.
Like, it's, so Caleb Martin went 1-for-7 last night. Overall, they shot 13-for-39 from behind the three-point line. I kind of thought that the things that stood out to me about the Heat against Denver, number one, just the most obvious thing, the size. The size differential, it's not just Jokic, it's the way that they were using Aaron Gordon, the Nuggets, to start off the game. And Aaron Gordon, I think he went 6-for-8 to
He's
start.
Good.
He looked, I mean, that they just put him in the paint, and he looked like a
double big. Imagine that.
I know, exactly. That's exactly where my mind went. But with Aaron Gordon, like, the game that he was playing looked like it was out of 1995, but it worked against the Heat. And they didn't even, I don't think they even really went into the zone until Jokic was on the bench. I'm not always great at telling exactly when they're moving in and out, mm-hmm. but I thought that's what it was. They just looked so little. And so they looked like they were kind of playing the Celtics game. Like the game that they baited the Celtics into playing, they started playing themselves on offense, where they were chucking these threes and then having the ball swing back really quickly the other way and, you know, putting the pressure on their defense and not being able to live up to it. And that's just a really hard way to play when Caleb Martin is 1-for-7, Duncan Robinson is 1-for-6, Max Strus is 0-for-10. Like, why couldn't they see this Heat?
I know. Their best player was Haywood Highsmith. Yeah. He had a bunch of shots down the stretch. He kept them in that game. That game would have been a Denver Nuggets 20-point blowout if it wasn't for Highsmith, who barely played at all in the Celtics series.
He also had two pickoffs, which jumped out to me because in the last, definitely in game three, but in another game, he picked off Jason Tatum a couple times, and it's like not the hardest thing to do, but he definitely is he's a shifty guy.
The Nuggets' best players were good. You know, Jokic had another triple-double. Murray had 26 and 10. It wasn't an efficient shooting night for him, but it was enough. And the Miami Heat all kind of turned back into pumpkins, except for Bam Adebayo. Adebayo played well. The rest of that team, I thought, looked completely overmatched out there in Denver. Maybe it was the altitude. Maybe it was something else. But it was not good. And I can't help but wonder if maybe the Miami Heat were just maybe feeling themselves a little bit too much after beating the Celtics. Because I'll tell you what, you've been hearing from all these guys. You've been hearing from Duncan Robinson. You've been hearing from Caleb Martin. Max Strus had an Instagram post that Grant Williams liked for some reason about getting cut, which, first of all, before we hear from those guys, and I do want to play that sound, what are you doing, Grant Williams? Max Strus puts out a Instagram post of, oh, I got cut by the Celtics, and look at me now going to the Eastern Conference Finals, liked by Grant Williams. Grant, he beat you to get there, man. Like, come on. Like, why are you liking that? Don't like that.
He's like, that's lucky you got off this team. Oh, that sounds nice. Where can I get a piece of that action?
One of the worst things you could possibly like on the internet, you know, aside from like some other girls' pictures if you're married or whatever. But like, that's the equivalent. I'd say that's the basketball equivalent of liking your ex-girlfriend's pictures.
That's responding to Celeste, the woman bot.
Don't talk about my bride-to-be. Celeste, the lady bot. But that Grant Williams,
the lady bot.
What are you doing? He wants
Fembot.
Out of here,
they prefer Fembot.
He's not expecting to be back, I think, is what's going on with Grant Williams. But
he's just burning it down now.
Don't you have any pride? You know, like, they beat you. You're on the team and you don't like the team. Fine, Grant, but they beat you. You lost, and you're liking his post. Like,
and
what's the matter with you?
He knows that people are going to pick up on that. He knows
that. It just makes him look weak, you know? Like, it makes him look like one of those NBA players that just wants to be friends with everybody and will like the post and don't care, and I lose.
Yeah, it's also
it
Max
really
Strus.
Me.
It's not like you're liking Jimmy Butler's post.
Right.
Like you're liking Kevin Durant's post. It's Max Strus.
Yeah, and I think it's lame when people do that just because guys are big stars, too. I don't like when that happens either. I hated the Celtics buddying up to everybody like that and not wanting to challenge anyone. That annoys me about this team, and I think that's still a lingering problem, by the way. But you didn't see the Heat rise to the occasion at all last night. They were completely overmatched, and outside of, you know, Bam and maybe a little bit of Kyle Lowry, I feel like Lowry had a couple of shots. But other than that, the Heat were nothing, really. I mean, they were nothing out there, and that is upsetting. In case you missed it, Duncan Robinson, you remember when he was running back down the court doing the Hulk Hogan ears?
Yeah.
He explained what that was all about. I believe this was on the Old Man and the Three.
Yeah, with J.J. Redick.
With J.J. Redick, super cool guy. Let's hear that.
There's a little bit of an internal conflict, right? Because it's like, you know, you're playing on the floor that you grew up, you know, being fortunate enough to go to some games on and, you know, grew up in Celtics country, all this stuff. So like, you have the idea you want to do it, but like, I have to be relevant enough in the game to like warrant that. And I really towed the line on that because like, ideally you score like 20 plus, and then you're doing it and you have a little bit more validity. I mean, for my 10th point on like a back cut layup, like not really what I envisioned, but I don't know how this happened. It's maybe somebody that I went to high school with or something, because I still have the same number from when I was in high school. My number got put in a group
chat. All right,
you
know what? Stop this. I don't care, Duncan Robinson. Shut up. He was in a group text. Someone got his number in a group text, and they were sending him a bunch of Kurt Schilling memes, basically. And he cannot wait to tell J.J. Redick, which, by the way, a couple of one-dimensional stiffs and those two guys talking to each other. There's a Spider-Man meme for you right there. Those two guys having a chat. Anyway, he was getting a bunch of Kurt Schilling memes and, you know, all this stuff in his group text. And so that's why he decided he was going to put on a little show for the Boston crowd. And he's also a New Hampshire guy, right?
I thought it was so douchey. I think in the moment, like, I understand they were kicking Boston's ass, but I thought it was such a bad look. There were some people out there who got their feathers all ruffled because when Jason Tatum threw up the 51.
Right.
You know, Bird would never. It's like, okay.
Oh, yes, the very humble Larry Bird who never talks smack to anyone, right?
Put his finger up in the last shot of the three-point contest. That guy, exactly. No, stop.
But it's like, it's also, you know.
Larry Bird played a whole game left-handed once.
Bird, Tatum, just 'cause Curry. He could. These guys can have their celebrations. With the fact that Duncan Robinson is going through that game going, have I been good enough to taunt the crowd yet? It's so dorky.
He is a dork.
I don't like it at all.
And his twin brother, Jeff Howe, was probably very embarrassed, too.
I don't know. I kind of – because in the moment, I thought it looked stupid also, considering he had a golden opportunity in game six to completely put this team away, and he missed two wide-open shots.
Daggers.
Absolutely would have killed the team, and he missed them both. There is a part of me, though, that respects that level of self-awareness to go – I want to do this, but am I in the right position to do it? And he just said, you know what? Screw it. I'm annoyed. I'm going to do it. No, I like it. In the moment, like I said, in the moment, I thought it was stupid, but I still like that he's like, you know what? I'm going to go for it anyways, but still explaining the logic.
You appreciate the hesitation, right?
I do. I appreciate the self-awareness.
Sometimes you have to listen to that hesitation.
Nah.
There's a little voice in my head that's saying I shouldn't do this super douchey thing when I'm in my hometown, or at least home region.
A douche on my left shoulder took over. Now, go ahead. Go ahead and do it. Go give him the Hulk Hogan ear out there, Duncan. Caleb Martin had some things to say as well. Martin's wasn't so much, you know, when is it the right time to celebrate or whatever. Martin should have been the MVP of that series. We've been over that.
Who's Caleb Martin on with, you remember?
Fat Caleb Dan Martin. Levitar and uh-huh. Your fat daddy.
That's right. Both of those large people talking with Caleb Martin. And Caleb Martin not only wanted to dance on the Celtics' graves a little bit, he also had a little bit of intel on how to stop Jaylen Brown.
Once Tatum was injured, was the entire game plan to send Jaylen Brown to his left?
I think that was always the game plan.
Always.
I'm not an ambi-turner. I can't turn left.
That was always the game plan. Well, you know what?
Yeah, because they saw it last year.
It worked.
They saw it last year, and they came back out on, like, looking at film.
Yeah.
From the series before, and they're like, he still doesn't go left.
Yeah.
He still can't dribble left.
So the Miami Heat watched all that happen.
Can we just talk about that for a second?
Sure.
Your second team All-NBA player who's up for a Supermax deal, and everybody's, oh, is he going to get the deal? Is he going to get the contract? Is he not going to get the contract? Can't go left. It's half the court. Like,
yeah,
and other teams know it. It's his reputation now.
It is, and it's not even so much that he couldn't go left last year, and then, you know, it happened again. It's that after he got completely pantsed, you know, with all these turnovers, instead of very publicly working on his handles, he's training like he's a Navy SEAL in the pool with the weights and jumping out of the pool. And it's like, all right, great. You can jump a little higher, I guess. Can you make a free throw? Could you maybe work on free throws this summer? Could you maybe work on dribbling a little bit more this summer instead of this, you know, whatever this thing you're doing, SEAL Team 6 crap in the pool? Like, that would be nice.
Can't turn left.
Like, seriously. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Anyway, Miami Heat, talk all you want. Enjoy that Celtics win all you want, because you did not look great in game one, although I do think they bounced back in game two. We can talk more about that later. 617-779-7937. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Brad Stevens and his press conference. Gary Washburn had a reaction to it. And Danny Ainge. Calling in from Utah, calling in from the Great Salt Lake, talking to Dan Shaughnessy, and he had some thoughts as well. We'll get to all of that right after Trending here with Ryan Garvin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.